Good morning. I hope you're well. It's great to be back on the podcast. First of all, as always, I want to say a big thank you and start off with an attitude of gratitude to all of you who have emailed, have called me, have texted and asked and inquired about, and all those people who have actually spoken to me, socially distanced, of course, who have asked me, inquired about the podcast and when is the next episode. So I'm grateful. It boosts me, it pushes me, and I'm glad that you get some value from it. So as I muse today on a Friday, it's a Friday today when I'm recording this podcast, I'm thinking about the current situation, the pandemic, and as I'm recording this, there's a political scenario, political situation. The elections here in the United States take place on Tuesday. It's probably one of the most hotly contested campaigns in my memory, for sure, certainly for sure, of being in this country. But I've been having a thought, and the thought centers around the way in which we undervalue and underappreciate ourselves. Now, when we talk about ourselves, sometimes we think that we're thinking that, well, we may come across as egotistical. I'm not talking about that. That's different. I'm talking about valuing ourselves. And what I want to talk about today is how we severely undervalue ourselves, right? We attempt sometimes to rationalize that we are insignificant. We spend time on the tracks, on the streams of thought that make us feel like I cannot achieve anything. I'm incapable. I'm ineffective. And these words rush through our mind and they kind of almost become our own reality. But that's not our reality. At the end of the day, we cause it to be our own reality, but it's not. And this rationalization of insignificance is a fool's paradise. You're not insignificant. You are significant. You're significant to the people around you. You're significant to the community. You're significant to your peers. You're significant to your co-workers. There's a relationship there. Now, let me add a caveat. There are times where you may be made to feel insignificant, but that's what I want to drive today. You're not insignificant. You really aren't. I'm telling you because I believe it, and it's the human machine. It's the human drive, the inner will, the fortitude. We have it. We all have it, and we forget because of what's going on. We forget because of the voices we're hearing. We forget because we need to drown down the negative voices, the naysayers, the energy vampires, those who say they can't, you can't. We have to drown them down, drown out those voices. So I want you to understand one thing. You are significant. Sometimes we don't feel it because we're not in a situation where we're made to feel it, but you are significant. And your gifts, you need to share with the world. The world is waiting for you to show your significance. The world is waiting for us to jump up, jump on the stage, bang a drum, show and express who we are. Because the world is made up of different people. And what makes the world a wonderful place is people like you. We have to have variety in the world. And so never ever think that you're insignificant. You're not. Now, conditioning might dictate that we feel that way, but it doesn't mean it's a reality. People may make us think that that's our reality, but it doesn't mean it's the reality. And keep this in mind, no matter what you're doing when you're listening to this, whether you're driving, whether you're in whether you're at work, or you're out and about in the community, you are not insignificant. I believe in you, and so many other people do as well. But sometimes we don't understand that. So go forth, take a bold step today. And all I want to say is, be significant. Help others while you're being significant, and keep on winning.